You arrive in Liverpool thinking the match is the main event. Then you realise the day starts long before kickoff. It begins in pubs, on side streets, in the steady movement of supporters heading north toward Anfield. That build-up is where the city changes mood. And if you get it right, the whole trip feels different. Here's the thing. Not every pub gives you the same experience. Some are built for convenience. Others are built by habit, memory, and decades of match days. If you stay in the city centre, around Liverpool One, Concert Square, or the Albert Dock, you'll find lively bars with scarves on the walls, football on screens, and plenty of visiting fans. They're easy to reach, easy to understand, and useful if you're arriving late or want a simpler start to the day. You'll usually get served faster, you may find a seat, and you're close to transport when it's time to move. But if you want to feel the real rhythm of a Liverpool home game, you head closer to the ground. Around Walton Breck Road, Arkells Lane, and the roads surrounding Stanley Park, the atmosphere changes. The Sandon, the Park, the Albert and the Arkells are not just pubs on a map. For many supporters, they're part of a routine repeated season after season. People meet the same friends, stand in the same corners, sing the same songs. Nothing feels staged because it isn't. If kickoff is at 3 p.m, experienced fans often arrive in the area by midday. That matters now more than ever because Anfield holds more than 61,000 people and the pre-match flow is heavier than many first-time visitors expect. Turn up an hour before the game and you may find queues outside pubs, packed pavements and buses already stacked with passengers. So timing becomes your edge. If you're staying central, leave earlier than feels necessary. The 9:17 bus can be useful, but queues build quickly. Taxis slow down as roads tighten near the stadium. Walking from the centre takes roughly 40 to 50 minutes depending on pace and crowds. It's a good walk, but it won't give you the same concentrated matchday energy as starting near the ground. If you're already in the Anfield area, most major fan pubs are around 10 to 20 minutes from the turnstiles on foot. Give yourself extra time for security checks and crowd movement. And one practical point many people miss. Download your NFC ticket before leaving the pub. With thousands of phones competing for signal, mobile data can become unreliable right when you need it most. A few mistakes catch first-timers every season. Wearing away colours into home supporter pubs can get you refused entry. Assuming every older venue takes cash can slow you down, as many now prefer card payments. And waiting until the last minute to enter the stadium can turn a calm day into a rushed one. What matters most is choosing the kind of day you want. If you value comfort, transport links, and a smoother run-in, start in the centre. If you want to feel part of the pulse of Liverpool, move closer to Anfield early and let the atmosphere build around you. That's also where having it organised helps. With Celtic Horizon Tours, we arrange official match tickets, quality hotels, and practical timings that remove the risky parts of the trip. You still choose your pub, your route, and your style of day. We handle the pieces that can derail it. So if you want Liverpool done properly, with less stress, better planning, and the confidence that everything important is in place, book your next match trip with Celtic Horizon Tours. Enjoy the football, enjoy the city, and enjoy the build-up the way it should be experienced.